Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Frank and Martin here till 12. Martin will be here till 1. Ryan Kelly is a great sponsor of this station.
He's quite busy, so he's not available for his call-in. But Frank, you wanted me to mention, you go to thehomeloanexpert.com. They have 5-minute loan approval, or you could call them at 314-781-9700. For years, I remember hearing his commercials saying that interest rates are in the fours. Well, now they're in the threes. So even better rates for all these home mortgages. So give Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team a call today at 314-781-9700 or visit them on the web at thehomeloanexpert.com.
All right. The great Mel Kiper has come out with his mock draft. He has Drew Lock now going 13 to the Miami Dolphins. We hear 10 with the Broncos, 15 with the Redskins. You know, I did give the double or nothing offer to Strick just to say, so he doesn't have to pay me that to go top 10, but he won't do it.
I feel like they've moved away from saying, both Tuna and Strick, from saying he's not a first rounder to just saying, well, he won't be any good.
Well, he's a late rounder.
There's always caveats.
They're kind of like, well, all right, maybe he will get drafted, but he's not going to be any good anyway. Like, that wasn't the bet. The bet wasn't whether he'd be a Hall of Famer.
I never said he's going to Pro Bowls. I said he will be a first rounder.
Correct. And now the argument they're presenting most slop Fridays is, he's not going to be any good. Well, that's not what the question was. Will he be a first round pick?
And remember, Slew's season was a failure. 23 wins, NCAA tournament, a failure.
6-2-2. Blue?
622 Slew? 622.
Although he was tweeting about the Cardinals the other day. 62 Cards.
62 Cards?
All right, Frank, growing up, maybe even a little after we were growing up, the most hated opposing team for St. Louis fans.
Mets.
By far, right?
Right.
The players.
Much more even than the Blackhawks.
And just the players they had. Because you might have hated Al Secord.
Dykstra,
and the
Backman,
but
Carter.
And Howard Johnson.
Oh,
it was a really unlikable bunch.
I mean, Daryl Strawberry was actually likable on that group.
Yeah.
And actually turned out to be a great guy.
And then Backman turned out to be not a great guy. Dykstra, not a great person. So right now, have you seen the feud going on? Ron Darling and Lenny Dykstra are in a big feud because Darling's book says that during the World Series in 86. Now, when you write a book, you got to have something in there that everybody grabs hold of and talks about, and they're getting that. But he said Dykstra goes up to the plate. He's facing Oil Can Boyd, and he said Dykstra berates him with the most vile, racist stuff you could ever imagine, using a slur. And he said, I think Ron Darling said, Jackie Robinson didn't have to put up with this kind of abuse, that Dykstra laid on Oil Can Boyd.
And is Dykstra denying this?
And Dykstra homered, by the way, in that at bat. And then since then, he has said there isn't a single person to verify this. And Darling has said they're going on competing radio shows in New York.
Oh, boy.
And Darling says, I've gotten text messages from teammates saying they support my version of the story.
Dykstra is saying that?
No, Darling is saying that. But Dykstra says there's nobody who would verify this account. And I believe a couple of players, including Doc Gooden, have said, I didn't hear it. Like, I didn't hear anything that was said. But it's possible Darling heard it. Other people, I mean, Keith Hernandez, I think, famously was smoking cigarettes down the tunnel when the ball went through Buckner's leg.
Yeah, let's be fair. Who on the Mets, like, from a character standpoint of being a character witness and being reliable, who do you trust on the Mets? Because Gary Carter passed away. He would have been one of them. Who else?
Although Carter was, he had some other annoying characteristics. How about the fact, Brian, when there was a base stealer on first base, and Carter did not want it to count against his percentage of throwing people out, that he would just drop the ball and not make a throw.
Wow.
That was...
So instead of an attempt, it wasn't even an attempt on him.
I will say this.
It's not bad, actually.
There's a famous... That doesn't surprise me a little bit about Dykstra, because there's a famous...
It fits his M.O.
So, yeah. In Moneyball, where he's sitting in the dugout as a young minor leaguer, and they're about to face Steve Carlton. And the author of Moneyball, of course.
Michael Lewis.
Michael Lewis, yeah.
And wait, but it was about...
Billy Bean.
Billy Bean. Okay, so he and Billy Bean are young minor leaguers. Steve Carlton is on the mound in an exhibition game, or a spring training game. And it's said to Dykstra by Billy Beane, I cannot believe this. We're going to freaking face Steve Carlton this inning. I can't bat against Steve Carlton. And Dykstra said, who the bleep is he? Who gives a blank about him? And, you know, they say ignorance is bliss, and that's probably the right attitude when you're facing a great player like that.
It's going to make that 35-year anniversary of the 86 Mets awkward in 2 years when they had the reunion.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Here's Gary Cohen, and here's Lenny Dykstra.
If I had to guess... If I had to guess, I would say that Ron Darling is probably telling the truth. The Yale-educated Ron Darling versus Lenny Dykstra, who
spent
some time in jail.
Yeah.
And he started like these weird businesses where it was a car wash for millionaires.
And he made some money, but then he lost it all with investment.
He was involved with Jim Cramer, who also should have spent time in jail.
Lenny Dykstra's son, Cutter.
Cardinal?
Was
he a Cardinal for a second?
I'm not sure, but... He was an infielder for the Nationals. I don't think he was a Cardinal, but I may be wrong. But he was dating, I don't know if he still is, Jamie Lynn Sigler, who is the Tony Soprano daughter.
As you're getting up to speed on all things Sopranos.
Yeah.
It's funny. My wife said the other day, should we start watching the Sopranos again?
Yes.
And I said, there's so much out there that we haven't seen. So I Googled, this is after I got upright on Saturday. After losing all that weight by laying in bed, I Googled best Netflix shows to watch, and I found one called Rectify. It's from a couple of years ago.
Oh, wait a minute. I may have.
And it's about a guy. He's
falsely accused. Yes, I did see
rape
that.
Rape and murder of his girlfriend, apparently like high school age. Spends close to 20 years behind bars. Then this new DNA evidence clears him, but they let him out, and the whole town, very small town, Georgia, he's sort of a pariah everywhere he goes because everybody thinks he did it.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a little slow, but would you say stick with it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Luke Dykstra, one of his other kids, is with the Cardinal organization. He was in the Jaime Garcia trade.
That's what it was.
He played with the Springfield Cardinals.
Here's an argument for rewatching The Sopranos. Early 2020 is the slated release for what is right now tentatively titled The Many Saints of Newark.
I think they narrowed it down to Newark.
Just Newark?
Yeah, just called
okay,
Newark.
Okay, so Newark, which is going to be the prequel movie focusing on Tony's dad and
Johnny Boy
Junior and how exactly everything went the generation before. So actually, might be a great time to ramp up, take it slow, work your way through 2019, watching the entire series. That way you move into 2020
now,
with the prequel movie all ready to go.
Is there talk that there's going to be some Sopranos actors in this at all?
I don't think so.
Again, it's the previous generation, so it's going to be everyone when they're younger.
Yeah. What's interesting
is Tony's dad, it's going to be Junior when he's younger, it's going to be... You know, it's probably going to be some, you know, uncles or cousins of some of the guys we saw in Tony's group in the show.
James Gandolfini's son
is
playing Tony, young Tony, in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. But apparently we're going to get a lot of things around, you know, when these certain guys went off to war.
Have you seen the flashbacks dating back to, there are some scenes in the series of The Sopranos that does flashback to
early
the 60s and 50s. Yes,
I love, last night I was watching, I watch one a night at about 11:30 every night with Monique, and Tony walks in, they're at a restaurant after a funeral, and Junior's sitting there with some gravies, and he goes, this is the best gravy ever. And then Tony just gets some bread and just takes his plate and just starts slopping up.
God, that,
it's so Italian.
That sounds like a guy grabbing somebody's plate at the Kingside Diner and bringing it over and showing it to the radio show. Look at this freaking food. And then going and putting it back at the table where two young girls were actually trying to enjoy breakfast.
That was egregious.
By the way, breaking news, according to Pro Football Talk, the AAF football operations will be suspended in the next few hours. League is not folding yet, but it appears headed that way.
Wasn't that backed by the NFL? The AAF?
I don't know. I remember they were really touting their ratings that first week, and they haven't touted ratings since then.
So we got the right league coming here, buddy.
XFL.
When's our coach going to be announced? This is ridiculous.
You know, I have texted Jim Heslett in the last month about that, and he said he has not heard anything.
Mm.
See, I think that'd be a good hire. Make Isaac Bruce your offensive coordinator. Kevin Carter, your defensive coordinator.
Somebody name on. I mean, the Bob Stoops thing
got me.
How about
Mike Martz? If the AAF falls, bring Martz back.
That would be great.
Wasn't his San Diego team slinging it in the AAF?
They were, but I think they're under 500, 3-4.
Who cares?
I don't care
if they win or lose. I have a different. This is a different stance than my Virginia basketball. When it comes to the AAF, XFL, I don't care if they win or lose. It should be entertaining. College basketball, I want to make sure I win. In this other football league, just chuck it all over the field, lose 50-49. I'm good with that. Most people will leave before it's over anyway.
Watch the Netflix series 7 Seconds. Was that about?
Yeah, that was that New Jersey cop member.
Yeah.
Had an accident. I don't want to give it all away, but that was really good. And that was made by the same people who did The Killing, which was the Seattle show where the cop kind of looked like Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that had 2 seasons.
Kind of a more sinewy Charlie.
Yeah, it was a little more slender, probably.
Probably worked out at CBC more than Charlie did. Yeah.
The Killing?
He hit the local Seattle high school gym.
I'm just interested in the actor now.
No, The Killing, you would actually.
The Killing is the one.
It's right? A really good show,
but
and it's
looks
2 seasons.
Charlie. Okay.
He had kind of a interesting dialect.
He did. I think he might be Swedish, but I think just his.
You're right.
His character that he played was just kind of this laid back, yo, what's up? Hey, what's up? He just talked really weird.
Cardinals sponsor of this
well, Frank,
operation?
Sunday, April 7th, that's this Sunday, the Cardinals host the Padres. That day, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will receive a Cardinals windbreaker to add to their wardrobe thanks to Old Dominion Freight Line. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions and click on the listener rewards tab right now. We are sold out of the Post. We are sold out of Herbie's, a select few of Kingside Diner, and a combo Kingside Diner and Herbie's gift card remains. It's $25 for a $50 gift card. Single digit remains. So go to fightonthefan.com right now and click on the listener rewards tab.
You will not be disappointed in either place.
Kingside is legit.
Yeah, I'd like to go there and bring that dish that I brought you guys to look at. The chicken.
Actually, order it for yourself.
The chicken and waffles. I want to try that.
The one has a late night menu. I mean, the check out. Go there for a nice little late night cocktail.
I just kind of looked at the girl's face. I don't think she knew. I think she thought Frank was a server. Like, oh, he's taking it back. He's going to freshen
it
up.
That's a story if she told someone, they probably wouldn't believe. I was eating, and Frank Cusimano took my plate.
I am a lifelong busboy. All right, what do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
We're going to check in with Kenny Wallace. Tuesdays with Kenny. Chuck still out on assignment. TMA duty this week.
We've assignment?
He's on assignment.
He's at home watching Netflix.
He's on. Yeah, he's actually probably asleep. It is funny that when we say, let's go back and watch a show. Oh, Breaking Bad. Sure, Sopranos. You would do that. With some of these recent shows, does anybody ever say, oh, we should probably go rewatch The Waltons? We should go back and watch Little House on the Prairie. Like shows we grew up on?
Yeah.
Nobody ever says, other than Rich Gould, who says, I wouldn't mind watching Barnaby Jones marathon. I mean, how many people are actually going back and watching Starsky and Hutch?
Buddy Ebsen. What an actor.
Local guy. Belleville's own, Buddy Ebsen.
Huh.
All right, the Midday Grind, the coveted hour
does
on deck
have
here.
His number?